when I got pregnant, let's skip ahead because this is the big change. When I got pregnant, there were so many things happening in my body and to my body at that time that I felt really disoriented. I felt out of control. I felt scared of the unknown. I felt uncomfortable with these sensations that I've never, ever felt before. And so it was just, yeah, it was a time where I felt, especially that first trimester where you are nauseous, your body's changing a bit. You can no longer hide that little bump at the end of the first trimester for most people. I'm holding on to a little bit more weight, rightfully so, because you are growing a human being and need that. And I was just confronted with so many thoughts, so many fears, so many anxieties around these changes. And I remember being in therapy with my therapist of now, I've been with her for what, like 4 years, which is so crazy. And, you know, I said to her, and I was like, just getting to the root of what was true for me in that moment. And that is, I was scared that my body would change forever. I was scared that my body would never go back to what it was. I was scared what that meant for my relationship with Sean. Would he still love and adore my body? So many fears. What would that mean for my career? Would people look at me differently? And I just had to get honest. I know it might sound silly for me to say this out loud. I understand that. But it was real for me, and I had to just excavate these thoughts and fears and lay them out on the table because they were kind of running the show without me knowing. And so this is something that you can do if you're in a state of fear, anxiety around your body. Can we get to the absolute core of what you are afraid of? What are you afraid of? What is the truth? Why are you afraid or turned off by your body changing? And you might say, well, I'm afraid that, you know, my partner won't see me, won't be as attracted to me. Okay. What about that is scary to you? Well, what if they seek attention elsewhere or are attracted to other people? What if they leave me? Get down and peel and peel and peel and get to the really, really dense truths that are holding you hostage, really. And so I did that. I did that with my therapist, and those truths that I shared came up. And she let me talk, you know, and she was listening and witnessing, and she's like, you know, Lindsay, what if your body will never be the same? And I was like, what do you mean? Are you saying that it's not going to be the same? You're saying I can't get my body back? And she said, because your body will never be the same. Like, you are creating a human being within your womb right now. Your body is doing this without you having to think about doing it. It is a miraculous event taking place in your body. And then you are going to give birth to this human being, which is going to be, and I told her, I was like, I have a feeling this is going to be like the most spiritual moment of my life, which it was. And I will, yes, share about my birth story soon enough. But it just hit me. And for any of you out there that are experiencing a big change with your body, what if it will never be the same? What about that is profound? What about that feels like it is a part of your life path? And I understand that there are circumstances that rock us, that completely shift and change what we thought our life would be, especially related to our body. But what if, just try it on for a second, what if it was a part of your path? What if it was a key part of who you are becoming? And it just, it, I don't know why, but it hit me. I remember that moment like I was being struck by lightning. I was like, oh, I don't actually want to go back to who I was. Because essentially, that's what I was saying. Essentially, I was saying how and when and whatever will I bounce back to being who I was before baby. And I just realized, yeah, I don't really want to. And really, this pregnancy into birth, into postpartum, into being just so in the thick of motherhood has been a, it's like I've been in the fire, but like a transformative fire. It's not like an, ow, this is burning fire, although sometimes it's very challenging, very challenging. It's been like this just true rebirth. I needed it. So are you at a moment, at a point in your life where you've experienced this big change with your body? And the truth is that you needed it. And it's not just about the physical. In fact, the physical is a slice of this. How have you changed as an emotional being? How has your mental landscape changed? Mental patterns changed? Or how are you guided, being guided to change? What about the spiritual experience of this change? How has that revealed more of your spirit because the physical is not as leaned on to present to the world? How has your spirit been revealed more to you? So these are the thoughts and questions that I was ruminating on, and it really got me into a healthier headspace around the changes in my body. So going into the second and third trimesters, though, yes, my body changed, honey. It changed a lot. However, I was so happy, glad, proud of what my mind said about it because I had had that conversation with my therapist early on. I would look in the mirror and there would be these fleeting thoughts, very fleeting of, oh, my thighs are touching. Or, oh my God, like my belly button just popped out. Will it ever go back in? Or, oh, my arms. Yeah. No tone or definition left. Okay. Like fleeting thoughts. And very quickly, my conscious self, my higher self would come in and be like, look at that body. Wow. Incredible. Almost just like a someone who walked in the room and like validated what was true. Oh, right. Yep. And so I would take that thought and I would say, bring it into the shower. And I would scrub and love on my body in the way that the thought reflected. And so this would be really like a cannonball? Sure. Effect. A cannon effect? Yeah. And so I wouldn't get tripped up in the loops that would take me down, that would make me sad, make me depressed, make me anxious about my body. So that was incredibly helpful. And it all started with a conversation with my therapist. So perhaps you have a conversation with your therapist. Perhaps you have a conversation with someone you trust. Because oftentimes talking it out, bringing it out of your head and onto like the table in front of you, the metaphorical table in front of you, helps you to see like what is really conflated, helps you to see like what is an old story, maybe helps you to see what is really just a trigger from the past And it helps you to plant yourself in the present and get very truthful. And also get truthful about how you desire to feel. Because I can imagine nobody really desires to feel shitty about their body. So how do you want to feel about your body? What thoughts are going to get you there? So we got to notice the thoughts that do not get us where we want to go. And just ask them to step aside, because we are on our path to feeling how we want to feel. Being in a body that we love and appreciate and adore and take care of.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.